The Dallas Cowboys indoor practice facility is now an outdoor facility after winds tore through Dallas yesterday and ripped the roof off this place. You can see some of this video here. There were photographers inside at the time practice was going on. Those winds, we're told, were 60 plus miles an hour. 12 people hurt. At least one coach broke his back. I want you to take a look and take a listen to this. Our Don Lemon talked with the photographer who is taking this footage.
I was looking at some of your images there, Arnold, and it looks like at times there were people who were trapped under this metal. You caught some of that on tape. Explain to us what the guys were doing. It appears that they were not only running for cover, but they were trying to help each other out and point out people who were trapped in this thing.
No question. Well, initially everyone was really trying to get out. And, I mean, players were about as frightened as anybody else, obviously. It just happened so fast. So once guys figured that they could actually get out, that's when their attention immediately turned to helping their partners and calling out their names and their teammates. And it was just a lot of screaming of names, and they knew how many players were here, and obviously the coaching staff and a contingent of media people. And at that point in time, it was not about football, but people helping people. There was nowhere to go. And obviously, you had light fixtures falling, the metal that's holding the tarp up. All of this stuff collapsed onto the field. And these guys couldn't go anywhere. And the players were calling other players' names because those were their partners, their friends.
A tour bus crash in Southern California injured all 28 people on board, 8 of them critically. The bus hit a median, smashed through a wall, and then came to a stop, well, in someone's yard. It happened yesterday on Interstate 215 in the city of Paris. The cause of that crash, still under investigation.
We want to pass along now the latest numbers in this global flu scare. The World Health Organization says the number of cases worldwide is now up to a confirmed 787. That's the number we get today. 19 confirmed deaths in Mexico, 1 in the U.S. Also, that big jump in cases to 787. Not new cases, really. These were just suspected cases that have now been confirmed through laboratory tests. So no reason to think this thing is spreading on a much wider scale. Also can tell you that Iowa's governor has announced the first confirmed H1N1 flu case in that state. President Obama and Mexico's President Felipe Calderon spoke on the phone for 20 minutes yesterday. Both presidents shared information about efforts to contain this outbreak, as well as the importance of close cooperation during this flu scare.